Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report Podcast on MAID. My name's Anthony Adshead. I'm Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Simon Johnson, Data Recovery Practice Lead for Glasshouse Technologies. There are four questions in today's podcast. First question is, what is MAID?
So MAID stands for Massive Array of Idle Disks, and it's a storage technology in which only those disk drives in active use are spinning at any given time. So a standard storage array, as you see in a data center, but a reduced number of disks spinning at any one time. It's aimed at persistent data, and by that I mean data that doesn't change, doesn't have an intense I/O profile, and data remains static. And in order to be MAID compliant, the solution must have a maximum of 50% of the drive spinning at any one time. And as we look into the vendors who provide MAID solutions, some push that down to a maximum of 25% disks spinning at any one time. MAID was originally the brainchild of a research team in the University of Colorado, and the concept was to deliver the density of tape with a performance profile similar to disk, with a very small power requirement. So take all the benefits of disk, the high availability, the performance, the reliability, and combine this with the benefits of tape, so the large storage or the large footprint of mass storage within data centers. A MAID is typically constructed with low-cost serial advanced technology attached drives, known as SATA, to most people understand it as, which typically have a shorter mean time between failure rating than more expensive 5-channel disks. Although frequently identified with green data center initiatives and within green data centers, the adoption of the MAID technology has been fairly low since its conception and introduction to the marketplace some 5 or 6 years ago. In recent Gartner reports, only 19% of organizations have actually deployed MAID solutions, and that went up to 25% with customers thinking about implementing it in the coming year and the year after. So some fairly low numbers there for a technology that pushes itself at the green data center, which is a very hot topic at the moment. And when you think that disk drives consume some 80% of the power used in overall data storage, you would sort of question why is MAID not more prevalent, and why is MAID not more extensive in the data centers? Well, many people incorrectly believe that round-the-clock operations data centers never experience idle time. So the data center is 24/7, therefore the data must be being accessed 24/7, and there's no real place by MAID. However, at Glasshouse, we've observed in a number of profiles that 90% of all store data was not touched during a 3-month period. And above and beyond that, the industry typically puts figures for 70 to 80% of all data in organizations being inactive or never accessed. So being open for business doesn't mean that the organization's data, all the organization's data needs to be available, and all those storage disks need to be spinning at full speed at any one time. With the onslaught of government regulations and the headline topics of green data centers, it seems that MAID will have more of a drive moving forward. And as persistent data pushes into the database, then the positioning will become stronger. MAID was originally synonymous with a number of vendors in the marketplace, but this has dissipated slightly, and you can see it in general vendors' offerings. And whereas those original market players were offering MAID as a unique selling point, it's now absorbed into other vendors' arrays as a feature, as an additional feature, rather than the unique selling point of the solution. It's been introduced in two versions, originally MAID 1 and now MAID 2. MAID 1 struggles with technology, as the driver is either on or off. It's a very binary approach to MAID. But MAID 2 broadens the energy efficient options by adding multiple modes and multiple levels of drive spin down.
The second question is, how does MAID work?
So MAID works by either shutting disks off or spinning them down, depending on the version of MAID you have. Both MAID 1 and MAID 2 spin down disks or switch disks off to idle, so disks that aren't having data currently accessed from them. The MAID 1 approach of turning off disk drives can achieve significant power savings, but does not deliver any flexibility around this. And because the practice has such a dramatic and negative effect on application performance, it is not always practical to implement MAID 1. In most circumstances, the complete switching off of disks is impractical. The unwavering goal of MAID 2 technologies is to deliver energy savings to the broadest set of applications without affecting their performance. So introducing the flexibility through intelligent power management. And this can be seen in a number of levels of MADE, and we'll describe the purpose of this in levels 1 to 5. So level 1 is normal operations for online active data, so no power savings, the disks are spinning and the data is being served as in any normal storage array. In level 2, the disks are parked, which parks the disk drive's heads while the platters continue to spin, and that can typically deliver a power saving between 15 and 24%. Level 3 is slowdown, a mode that decelerates the spin speed of the disk platters from 7200 RPM to 3600, achieving a 56% power saving. Level 4 is sleep, and you or I might well have experienced this with our laptops when they go into idle or standby mode, and this can deliver a significant power saving up to 85%. And the level 5, which was synonymous with MADE 1, so complete switch off, is the shutdown of the disk device, resultingly creating an effective 100% power saving. So let's look at some examples of where that can be deployed. A typical user might elect to put his storage device into level 2 after 15 minutes of inactivity. At that point, the read-write heads will be unloaded automatically, and this simple step, transparent to the user, reduces air resistance that can provide an energy saving of approximately 20%. It maintains a sub-second response time without a power spike for the first IO request, and all subsequent IO requests are handled instantaneously. So that initial IO request brings the MADE level back into one normal operations and then serves subsequent IOs instantaneously as any normal array until the 15 minutes of inactivity elapses again and it switches to level 2. MADE 2 products achieve this goal by operating at user-defined and application-dependent energy-saving levels. A level 2 setting signifies the fastest response time that still makes energy saving possible. A level 2 setting would be ideal for many organizations, such as hospitals, which need fast access to patient x-rays or records that can save energy through idle periods. As we start to look at more aggressive use of the MADE levels, we might look at digital storage from media organizations who have large quantities of data that need to be held nearline or offline and can tolerate slower IO responses and achieve more savings, more power savings from more aggressive MADE levels. Spin down generally and MADE specifically are maturing and increasingly becoming logical fits for virtual tape library applications, including backup and recovery and archiving. So applications where that tolerance for IO activity is more flexible and the real benefits of aggressive MADE can be experienced. But that's pushing down the chain, and the inactive tier of storage management systems can start to tolerate this, with large sequential applications such as scientific media storage and entertainment be able to benefit from this. And that's pushing to even general purpose file systems such as NFS and SIF mounts, specifically with power modes that are more spin-up friendly.
Third question is, what are the benefits of MADE?
So the motivation for the MADE architecture was to deliver a solution that exploited the inexpensive SAS disk technology to create a commercially viable enterprise-class mass storage solution, exhibiting much the access performance and data integrity characteristics of a disk array, but with the economics of a tape library. MADE is, as I said, best suited to persistent data, so data that is static and not transactionally intensive, and data that can exploit the more aggressive levels of spin down and disk shut off. The benefits that come from that are reduced power consumption. MADE is obviously an energy efficient topology and is pushed at the green data centers. It provides a far greater density of footprint, so we're leveraging inexpensive SATA disks here on a ratio of about 3-1 on top of normal arrays. So for every one disk in a standard storage array, you'd have 3 MADE, so far greater density and storage capability there. You have reduced heat, which also results in not only less power consumption than drive spinning, but less cooling required to keep those drives at temperature. You have reduced rotational vibration issues, so the SAS disk, which typically might have a high mean time between failure, can reduce. And that results in an overall reduced draw per cabinet or per footprint for storage arrays in the data center. So you can make more space of your cabinet because your storage array, which might typically have taken the entire power draw from it, leaves space for other technologies to sit there with it. And the benefits are best maximise when introducing MAID as part of your data tiering operation. Organisations should think of a tiered storage in multiple dimensions, including the value of data and the access frequency. By grouping data by O activity and ensuring the existence of a no activity group for data access, you can ensure that you draw out those benefits and you maximise the maximum power savings from your MAID technology depending on the level that you can put that data into. If aggressive exploitation of sleep or off mode is a goal to reduce power consumption, users should choose a MAID aware application or solution and ensure that the tolerance levels that are required to support that are in place. So a summary of some of the benefits there that can be drawn from a MAID solution.
Fourth question is, what are the limitations of MAID?
So the limitations of MAID and the considerations you need to be aware of when introducing it into your data center or introducing it as part of your tiered storage offerings are to ensure you have good data classification practices. As I described, MAID 2 offers different levels of drive spin down, and if you're really going to exploit the energy savings that come from it, you need to understand the profiles of the data that you're going to house on there and at what point in your storage lifecycle you move the data into it. You don't want to be mixing data types across MAID levels. You want to ensure that data with the same I/O profiles and the same access levels are kept on the same MAID level. By doing this, you will ensure that you actually have a solution that does spin down and does give you the power savings. If you distribute your data without thought across each of those levels, then you might well have a solution that ultimately requires all those spin-offs to be online because some of the access within those groups needs to be accessed at that time by the application, and you're not getting the power benefits. And coupled with the fact that the solution facilitates or demands the requirement for a percentage of the disk to be offline, you're actually going to slow down your overall data access, and that will result in the MAID solution deployed just not delivering to the end user, and ultimately will result in the data being moved off. The second area is the lack of MAID-aware file systems and applications. The long delays in I/O profiles as you start to move down the levels of MAID mean that your applications need to be tied into this and can continue to work when spin down occurs. So where we're starting to see some exploitation of this is in specialized software around backup and restore and archive and work in conjunction with virtual tape libraries. These types of applications of software are more I/O latency tolerant, they're tolerant of downtime, they're tolerant of a suspended wait time to gain access to data, and they can really start to leverage those aggressive power management savings that MAID can deliver. But as I said, those applications are few and far between, so if you're going to introduce MAID into your tiered storage offering, you need to ensure that both your I/O profile can facilitate it and your application can be tuned sufficiently to wait for data service to be brought back online while the drives spin up if they are in an idle state.